Hello and welcome to the Friday, November 21st, 2014 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start with a couple of web application security topics. First of all, critical update for WordPress. WordPress is now at 4.0.1. The critical part that's being fixed here in WordPress is a cross-site scripting vulnerability. And as I've mentioned so many times before, cross-site scripting vulnerabilities are often overlooked and underestimated. In this particular case, actually, the cross-site scripting vulnerability is in a part of the code that's notoriously difficult to keep safe from cross-site scripting, and that's sanitizing HTML input. WordPress allows users to comment using HTML. Now, it does limit what HTML tags can be used, but it doesn't do so quite correctly. So while it doesn't allow some attributes like on mouse, over, on load, and such for these HTML tags that allows the code that actually parses the input and tries to identify those different HTML tags doesn't do it right. And if you're sending the right combination of quotes and parentheses and brackets, you may be able to confuse that parser and let it pass some invalid characters. This is a very common problem if you do ever run into the issue where you do have to allow some HTML, not others. Use a standard library to do that. I see a lot of complaints from developers where they're saying that these libraries are too bulky and to do much more than they really need to do. Well, the problem is it's really hard to get it right. You're probably better off using one of those libraries, even if you only use part of their capability. In particular, the use of regular expressions for HTML parsing is highly discouraged just because of all of the variabilities in HTML. It's really difficult to parse HTML or XML for that matter with regular expressions. And well, talking about web application security and cross-site scripting, if you do want to play with cross-site scripting, for example, to convince people of the severity of this problem, Google made opened up a firing range, as they call it, which is essentially a set of web applications that you can use to either sort of hone in your skills to find and exploit cross-site scripting vulnerabilities or to test your web application scanner. That's actually why Google sort of came up with this particular test suite. Real nice set of tests here. I really haven't had a lot of time to play with it yet. There is sort of a public version that they installed, but you can also download the source code and install it yourself so you can build your own little range to play with if you don't want to do so over the public internet. And the Electronic Frontier Foundation, together with Amnesty International and other organizations, has published an interesting, fairly specialized malware scanner. This malware scanner does not try to protect you from the vast majority of malware. Instead, it focuses in on a very small set of samples that's typically used by nation states to, for example, spy on activists, journalists, and the like. Interesting tool. It's called Detect, and if you feel like you may be threatened by any government-sponsored malware, this may be an interesting tool to try out for you. But as they point out, of course, that malware will change, so there's no guarantee that it will find all such malware. And Fox IT came out with an interesting report that describes a little bit of different kind of threat than we're usually used to from Fox IT. They call this group of threat actors CryptoPHP. And unlike a lot of the APT stuff and so that Fox IT and others have written about in the past, that more goes after client systems, CryptoPHP goes straight for web servers. The goal here is black hat at SEO, so search engine optimization. And what CryptoPHP does is it's essentially a set of WordPress, Drupal, Joomla, and such plugins and themes that usually cost money, but these people will give you a free version, only it comes certified pre-pwned with a backdoor built in. And then that backdoor, of course, is used to further compromise the system. Just like what we see a lot with clients and mobile device and all of that, one of the biggest threats, how malware sometimes gets into systems, is not unpatched exploits, but users and administrators willingly install malware on the system. Let's close it with another cross-site scripting vulnerability, this time in jQuery. Apparently, jQuery comes with a CAPTCHA demo, and that CAPTCHA demo contains a 7-year-old, as it says here, cross-site scripting flaw that has been patched earlier today. So if you're using jQuery, you probably actually shouldn't install those demos as well, but I have seen a lot of people do it, and then we'll make sure that you're up to date. Well, that's it for today. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you again on Monday. Of course, next week will also be the Thanksgiving holiday on Thursday here in the US, so probably there will be no podcast for Thursday and Friday. Thanks, and good night.